Module 3, Unit 1, Lesson 2. Red in the face. Social distress among Indian immigrants. The social aspect of immigration is a topic we do not often talk about. We talk about the big moments, the moment when we decided to leave our families and move to the promised land. The moment when we learned to drive on the wrong side of the road. The moment when we got our first dollar paycheck. And we completely ignore the lesser battles, the small social blunders, the daily struggles to fit in, and the joys of finally getting it right. Unfortunately, these blunders and embarrassing social interactions may lead to social problems among immigrants. Several studies suggest that it may take a very long time to achieve self-confidence. For some of us, it may never happen. Adapting to an unfamiliar culture can be difficult. For instance, many people who come from India do not have the habit of looking at signs, because hardly anything is signposted in India. Mukund S., an IT consultant in Los Angeles, talks about, "This one time I pulled up in front of a public parking garage and had no idea what to do when I saw the yellow car park barrier. When the cars behind started honking, I got out, walked to the car right behind and asked the driver for help. He told me to push the button for the ticket." And then there is language. "The first time I went to an office party in the United States," says Irene Hernandez, a Spanish immigrant, "I introduced my husband, Dugan, as my wife. Everybody was stunned, including Dugan." She sums it up. "So far, all your life in your country, you've been thought of as a normal person, maybe even a little intelligent, and now all of a sudden you are a babbling fool." Dealing with this kind of cross-cultural anxiety or shock can be hard. Quite a few Indian companies offer cross-cultural training courses for employees who work in the US. There are also several student websites that discuss culture shock. Talking to other Indians who have been here longer can also be valuable. When I first came to the US, the first piece of advice a fellow Indian gave me was, "Observe, observe, observe." It worked. Another obvious strategy involves participating in the new culture. Thinking of it as an adventure also helps. So does a sense of humor. A friend of mine recently emigrated to the US and started working in a shop just so that she could get used to interacting with American people. Today she is considerably more confident. Experts also advise immigrants to take a break from time to time and to do something you really enjoy, such as reading a book. And, as with anything else, things get easier with time. After a while, you should be ready to deal with almost anything the new culture throws at you. Module 3, Unit 1, Lesson 2. We have known each other for years. We have known each other for years. Can you cook? Have you talked to him? Yes, I can. Yes, I have. Yes, I have. That's better. That's good. Okay. I think the second one was better.